AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. East West Bancorp's near high close comes with a top 5 12-week regional bank rank, not heavier volume. EWBC finished the week at $132.60, just below its 52-week high, with a 10-week active trend signal and strong relative standing. Though participation remained below recent norms. Research brief. East West Bancorp advanced 5.3% in the latest week and 28.9% over 12 weeks, placing it fifth among U.S. regional banks on a quarterly basis. The weekly structure is constructive, with price 15.7% above trend and market dynamics positive, but the 0.8 times volume ratio leaves confirmation short of the price move. Key points. 1. Latest close of $132.60 is only 0.2% below the 52-week high of $132.90 and sits at 99.4% of the yearly range. 2. Trend signal remains active for a 10th straight week, with trend breadth at 88.5%, or 46 active weeks out of 52. 3. EWBC's 12-week return of 28.9% ranks 5th in the U.S. Bank's regional group, well ahead of the industry average of 15.6%. 4. Volume was 4.0 million shares, equal to 0.8 times the 13-week average and 0.9 times the 52-week average, leaving the breakout area less than fully confirmed. 5. Price is 55.0% above fair value, a premium that raises the importance of follow-through and sustained sector support. Near high close keeps the weekly structure constructive. East West Bancorp closed the latest completed week at $132.60, up 5.3% after a 2.8% gain the prior week. The stock is now just 0.2% below its 52-week high of $132.90 and 99.4% through its annual range, a position that confirms demand but also leaves little room for sloppy follow-through if momentum cools. The trend signal remains active and has been on for 10 consecutive weeks. Price is 15.7% above the $114.60 trend line, while the 52-week return stands at 48.6%. The setup remains a continuation profile rather than an early-stage turn, with the strongest evidence coming from a sustained quarterly move and a broad active history of 46 weeks out of the past 52. Regional bank context is supportive, but EWBC's edge is in the 12-week view. The financial services sector had a strong week, rising 3.1% on average, with positive market dynamics across 72% of the group, but only 45% trend breadth. Regional banks were stronger still, averaging a 5.2% weekly gain and 10.2% over 4 weeks, with 72% trend breadth. EWBC's 5.3% week was close to the industry average, reflecting a well-supported intermediate-term trend. But its 28.9% 12-week return is the more distinctive number. Within U.S. Banks Regional, EWBC ranked 34th for the week and 27th over 4 weeks, but 5th over 12 weeks. That places the stock in the upper tier of its industry's medium-term winners, even as higher beta peers such as BBVA Banco Francés, Banco Macro, and Grupo Aval posted sharper short-term advances. Across the broader U.S. financial services universe, EWBC sits around the 83rd percentile for relative performance. Momentum has improved, though the signal mix is not fully confirmed. Market dynamics is positive at 0.63, up from 0.41 the previous week and 0.29 2 weeks earlier. Relative strength also improved sharply to 2.87 after being negative in late May, giving the latest move better quality than the brief pause that preceded it. The 4-week change in relative strength is 150.8%. which supports the view that EWBC has regained peer relative momentum. The signal state is still mixed in one important respect. Market dynamics is positive, but shows no fresh buy indication. The expectation reading is undecided at 53.8%, which fits a stock near the top of its range where continuation evidence is present. But the next weekly print needs to show whether demand is expanding or merely catching up with the sector move. Volume and valuation are the main checks on the move. Volume did not match the strength of price action. EWBC traded 4 million shares in the latest week, below the 13-week average of 4.8 million and the 52-week average of 4.4 million. At 0.8 times the 13-week norm, participation was adequate for a positive close, but not strong enough to confirm aggressive institutional demand near the high. The valuation distance also matters. Price is 55.0% above fair value at $85.55, which signals a meaningful premium versus the model. That premium is not a timing signal by itself, but it raises the burden on momentum, sector breadth, and volume to keep supporting the move. Weekly volatility is contained at 2.7% versus a 52-week level of 3.6%, while the stock has logged 29 upside weeks and 23 downside weeks over the past year. What to watch next? The next test is whether EWBC can remain close to the 52-week high while improving participation. A move backed by volume above 1.5 times the 13-week average would give stronger evidence that the near-high close is attracting fresh demand rather than relying on a sector-wide lift. The $114.60 trend line remains the key weekly regime level, while market dynamics is the pressure gauge for confirmation or fade. If relative strength holds positive and regional bank breadth remains firm, EWBC's quarterly rank can continue to matter. If volume stays light, while price remains 55% above fair value, the risk shifts toward exhaustion rather than orderly consolidation. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. Share Maestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.